When 15-year-old Cody of Rice Lake came to the mental health treatment facility Northwest Passage this spring, he was struggling to find his place in the world.
I had a pretty bad addiction towards drugs. I got in a lot of fights.
Beginning in March, Cody and 25 other teenage boys from northern Wisconsin began spending a day each week in the woods of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway until August. Cody remembers his first taste of nature photography.
Red-winged blackbirds, they were just everywhere, and they're really pretty birds. They got this deep, bright orange on their wings. I kept trying to snap them in the air, and I couldn't get it, but I didn't give up because I wanted it. And finally, I just got this one photo, and the bird was soaring through the air, and its wings weren't even out. It was like, it looked like a rocket taking off flight.
Northwest Passage Program Coordinator Ben Thwaites says the project helps the boys connect with nature while learning more about themselves.
It slows one's mind down and allows almost a meditative state to be achieved in such beautiful and wild places as the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway.
Cody agrees.
You know, you can just go out there and be whoever you want to be and just take photos. It's no pressure, it's no stress, it's just free, and it feels really nice.
Thwaites says Northwest Passage plans to continue and expand the project by visiting more national parks next summer. They are also looking for camera donations so they can send each boy home with their own camera. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.